This is great news. Yes, this is great news. Federal agencies can be sued by the consumers. You heard me. You can sue the debt collection agency, and I'll explain. This is an exciting news. You can sue your credit bureaus, which, whether it's TransUnion, Equifax, and the like. You can file a lawsuit. The Supreme Court of the United States, it's a decision by Neil Gorsuch. It says you can sue the credit agencies. Now, there are not that many many suits you can file against the government, but this one, they say that you can sue them. This is a landmark decision, and I will explain the details, but it is called Department of Revenue versus, it's called Kurtz, and it's decided February 8th, 2024. I will explain the details of the lawsuit. In the meantime, check out my video. It's called How to Remove Child Support from Your Credit Report. And now that we can include the lawsuit if you don't get remedy. I have a video called The 5 Supreme Court Cases That You Should Already Know for Child Support. And now we have to include, it's called the Fair Credit Reporting Act. We now have 6 lawsuits that you should already know. When it comes to child support, people have said that, well, you can file in federal court or state court. Here's the issue. States must obey the decisions of the Supreme Court, and they cannot refuse to follow them. And the case law is Coopers versus Aaron, 358 U.S. 1, 1958. This decision for suing the credit report comes from Neil Gorsuch. It's a unanimous decision. But again, you need to memorize this in your case law, that states must obey the Supreme Court. That's it. And when you have a support manager or commissioner that says, well, we don't abide by the Supreme Court, tell them, no. I have a video called The History of Child Support. If you don't know child support, or you want a refresher on the child support process and procedures, check out this video, The History of Child Support. Hello, my name is Chris, and in this session, we will review the lawsuit against the credit agency. And you can file a lawsuit without an attorney, and I'll explain the details. Let's get started. If you have any questions or concerns, please reach us at chrish289.protonmail.com. And also, we take donations. We're asking for a $25 gift, or any amount will do. Again, any amount, a $5 Cash App. So we have PayPal or Cash App. And also, please subscribe. Also, you can reach us at our podcast, which is Child Support Made Simple. You can reach us or get us on Amazon or Apple and any other podcast. Also, we have an app for that, and you can reach us at childsupport.newzendler.com. Check out our app. Here's the lawsuit that you can file against this federal agency, the Fair Credit and Reporting Act.
Title 42 U.S. Code Section 1983. There are two requirements for this lawsuit. Number 1. Every person who, under color of any statute, ordinance, regulation, custom or usage, of any state or territory, subjects, or causes to be subjected, any citizen or other person within the jurisdiction of the United States to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunity secured by the Constitution and its laws, is liable to the party injured at law, suit in equity or other proper proceeding for redress. Number 2. In any lawsuit brought, the plaintiff must prove that he or she has been deprived of a right secured by the Constitution and laws, such as the 5th and the 14th Amendments, and secondly, that the defendant was acting under color of any state law. There you have it. There are two requirements for this lawsuit.
Check out our video. Father filed a lawsuit and won for child support. You can get examples of a lawsuit. Starting a lawsuit is very, very complicated. However, you can learn it. And I remind myself that for Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, and they quote and state that if you give up liberty in order to have safety, then you don't deserve liberty and safety at all. Think on this. You're going to give up your liberty. Where would you file your lawsuit, whether in federal court or state court? And I'm often remind myself, which the case law, Keith Haywood versus Curtis Down. Justice Stephen, the Supreme Court Justice, says, we are one federal system. And he says, you can file your 42 USC 1983 within state court or federal court because we are one court system. And the court system is being presided by the 9 judges. The thing is, when you file your lawsuit, or whether state or federal, you need to be concerned about the jurisdiction. What is jurisdiction? Yes, you need to be concerned about the jurisdiction. But the problem is, we have one court system. We have a video called Understanding Jurisdiction 1 and 2. Jurisdiction is the cornerstone of our legal process. And Justice Souter says, we have one court system, but you need to understand jurisdiction. You can download the new DOJ letter on our website. It's childsupport.newzendler.com. childsupport.newzendler.com. Download your video and file it into your family court case. This is your credit report. This is your credit report. And you can get your credit report right now. You can get your credit report right now. And you should also check your credit report at least once per year. And you can get your credit report at annualcreditreport.com. annualcreditreport.com. Why are you concerned about your child support and the report, your consumer report? So let me explain. Congress introduced H.R. 2091 on December 3rd. You have a 10-day notice They have to give you 10-day notice in order to report it on your credit report. And here's the problem. They hid this under the transportation bill. Again, they hid this under the transportation bill. They are very, very crafty. As a result of 2091, they eliminate this called the 10-day notice under the transportation bill. And here's the thing. Whenever you're affected by the government, you must have what is called due process of law. And this agency eliminate the due process of law, which means they can report your delinquency or your arrears on your credit report and you did not know.
The Supreme Court has determined that federal agencies can be held accountable in consumer lawsuits for violations of the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Decided by Justice Gorsuch, a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court of the United States has made a landmark ruling, stating that federal government agencies can indeed face legal action from individual consumers for breaching the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA. This decision opens the door for more lawsuits under the FCRA against significant lenders, such as the federal government, potentially sparking renewed interest from Congress in the FCRA. The case revolved around the Department of Agricultural Rural Development Rural Housing Services versus Reginald Kurtz, WL 478567, February 8, 2024. Kurtz, a consumer, who received a loan from a division of the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA. Despite allegedly paying off the loan, the USDA continued to report to credit agencies that the loan was overdue, causing damage to Kurtz's credit score. Kurtz subsequently sued the USDA for failing to investigate or correct disputed information, as mandated by the FCRA. The USDA, however, argued that it couldn't be sued under the FCRA because the federal government is generally immune to such suits unless Congress explicitly waives that immunity, which the FCRA does not do. Nonetheless, the Supreme Court, in line with the Third Circuit's decision, rejected this argument. The court explained that Congress had indeed waived sovereign immunity by permitting consumer suits against any entity violating the FCRA, including governmental agencies, as defined by the FCRA. The USDA's claims that a more explicit legislative statement was necessary for waiver, as per Supreme Court precedent, were dismissed by the court. There you have it. The FCRA is not immune from lawsuits stemming from the inaccurate reporting of a fictional debt. Likewise, child support is a federally funded program, and it is a fictional debt under 15 U.S.C. Section 1681. As a result, FCRA can be sued under Title 42 U.S.C. Section 1983.
Let's summarize the Kurtz case in relation to the child support. The child support is 15 U.S.C. United States Code 1681, which is information on overdue child support obligation. As in the Kurtz case, they did not validate the debt. In other words, when you are affected by the government agency, you must have a chance to rebut. If you don't have a chance to rebut, it's called a due process violation. And due process violation is under the 14th Amendment. Here's an example of a complaint where it is the United States District Court, which is Minnesota. Stephen Miller, the plaintiff, versus Experian, Equifax, and Solution. This will be available in my download section, which is childsupport.newzendler.com.